There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi there, Paul Wagner here, host of WTOP's American Nightmare series, Unknown Subject, with an update on the case. When I left you at the end of episode 7, I said we would be back with bonus episodes as the trial got underway in D.C. Superior Court. We had planned to follow the case to the bitter end. But that's not going to happen now because the man known as the Unknown Subject, Giles Warrick, was found dead in his cell at the D.C. jail on Saturday, November 19th. Law enforcement sources say he died by suicide. Corrections officers found him at around 8 o'clock in the morning. He had hanged himself. A source familiar with the investigation says Warrick was last seen alive the night before at around midnight and had been dead for several hours. I got a text message just after 11 o'clock that morning from a person who knew Warrick very well and has been helping me with this story for several months. A couple of calls to law enforcement sources confirmed it. He did not leave a note. I then called Kelly, the woman who told her story of being raped in 1991 while babysitting three small children. It was episode 2. She was initially shocked and surprised before that shock turned to anger. She called Warrick a coward. She had been on the edge of her seat in recent weeks, waiting to learn whether she was going to have to testify at trial. What surprised me is the fact Giles Warrick hired a private attorney and fought these charges for 3 years as he sat in the D.C. jail, only to die by suicide 2 weeks before he would have had his day in court. He had lost 2 of 3 motions to suppress evidence filed by his attorney in the weeks leading up to the trial, and was waiting to learn whether the judge would allow prosecutors to tell the jury about the 6 rape charges he was facing in Maryland. You may recall Giles Warrick was only facing trial in the District of Columbia for the murder of Christine Merzion. We may never know, but it could be that was weighing heavy on his mind. The judge's ruling was expected November 21st. For me, I was looking forward to hearing opening statements in the case, the defense and prosecution laying out their cases for the jury. I've always wondered what Warrick's defense would be. So that's what I can tell you for now. We will have a full episode with reaction from Kelly and others after the holidays. Stay tuned. Season 3 will continue. And as always, thanks for listening.